They're heartless, they're hard-hearted. Destroys the heart to everyone. The heart of the heart. Sweetheart. Sweetheart destroys everywhere. Not sweetheart in the poetic sense. Real sweetheart destroys everyone. The most holy campaign, holy engagement, holiest. What more can be best? Better. Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. Pāpūtā, jāre dākā tārī kāho Krishna parīs, āmā rājgāni guru hī ātārī. Take it, that's I order it, my direction. So, the ego that you have become a guru and distributing Krishna consciousness, that that won't touch you. My order. With this idea on your head, you go on distributing Krishna. Whomever you face, no other talk, no other talk, only talk about Krishna. Talk about the heart of heart. Krishna, Krishna. There I go. Sīvan mukhi jīvā dhūṣā.
Mukunda.
Hey, DK. Hey, I'm here. I'm here. I'm Ganamisa. Kasmit bho paritu haritya, kalbamisa, yogamisa, ganamisa, shuddha bhakti, santo dasya bhaktadva, sokha bhaktadva madhu, sakya parukya, and there's the intensity in Parukya, culminating in Radharani's service. The comparison is there already. But one who does not have any knowledge of the department, to him the whole thing like ocean, immeasurable ocean. But who has got that taste, understand, that can hold the criterion, so that they can boldly classify them according to that principle. The principle is there. Mishra bhakti shuddha bhakti, karma mishra, jnana mishra, yoga mishra, so many mixed together as alternated. And then pure bhakti, that is also classified in different ways according to the to whom it is dedication, the conception, Narayan conception, so many God, avatar conception, Ramchandra conception of Godhead, Dharukish, then Vrajendra Nandan conception, that is according to the conception of the central thing and the relationship with that central thing. The calculation will come. Is it clear now?
He says yes.
Sambandha gyan, avidya prayojan. In these three points we shall have to judge. To whom? God conception, the Brahma conception, Paramatma conception, Bhagavat conception, Bhagavat conception. There are also so many kinds. Then to Krishna, it is Dharakesh, Mathuresh, Brijesh. Then also in different rasa, the highest side is going in the camp of Radhara conception. The service also improving, and the service holder is also improving. In the central position is there. Radha Madhaya Hidayi Tatyajam Parishundar. Culminating in this way. So both the devotion will increase, purified, and the conception to whom the devotion will go, that is also in the series of development. To whom is going to be dedicated, and what is the nature of dedication? The hierarchy is there. Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Asankalpat jayit kamam krodham kamu vivarchanat arthan arthi kaya lubham bhayam tattava narsanat. In this way it is said in Bhagavatam, in Narada advice. General, the general recommendation, how to get out of different desires, kamu. Asankalpat, we don't allow ourselves to enter into any plan of life. We don't allow ourselves to enter, to contact with any plan of life. Always open, open to deal with the present, not with future plan. Asankalpat jayit kama. Krodham kama vivarchana. Our anger, if we do not have any calm, our plan, then the anger may not come. When there is some obstruction in the plan, then we are angry. If no plan of life, all is open, serving the present, we are clear, no debt, no obligation, all is open. The pleasure of the present coming, I am doing my duty. So plan is there, the reaction is there when we are angry, when there is disturbance in my working out of the plan. Krodham kama vivarchanat. Arthi natha kaya lubam. The love of our greed should be, we can conquer only seeing the reaction of the money. With money, with energy, if we collect energy from outside, with that comes the sin and the mentality of the man from whom we collect the fund. The purpose we collect from so many, it is contaminated with that particular mentality, that also comes. So, with this conception, we may not have any greed for the for any energy under my command. Arthi is action, reaction. Artha narthi kaya lobham. Bhayam tattava marsanat. And we are apprehending so many things, good, bad, bad boy, fear, tattva vimarsana, tattva, the discussing, not discussing, but culturing, cultivating about the real nature of the world. His will is going on in progress, and the separate interest we are throwing, and that is coming back. His will be done, gone, tattva-vamarsana. Our individual opinion may not be successful here. It will come, whatever come in clash with the absolute with, that will have to vanish. With this idea, we will be open in the present and not future plan of this thing. In this way, as so many given instance, in the end it is given, etat sarvam guru bhakta purusho janjasai. But there is only one thing by which we can conquer all these animalities. What is that? Guru bhakti. I am a servant of my guru. Whatever he will say, I shall do. Concentrate to this point. All the plans withdrawn, and it is put only one point. Whatever will come through him, the representation of the Lord, I shall do that. No necessity of any other thinking or planning, designing. I want this, I shall do that. Nothing necessary. Only concentrated in one point. The representation is there, supreme. And whatever I am wanted by him, I shall do that in one point. We do not see anything. Just as when Dronacharya, to test, to examine the scholars, students under him, he put a sand bird on the tree and asked his disciples to mark by the arrow the eye of that bird. The disciples were addressed by Yudhishthira and others, oh, you are to mark the eye of the bird which is on the head of the tree. Prepare yourself. Yudhishthira said, I am ready. What are you saying? I am seeing everything. Seeing the bird? Hold, yes. The tree? Yes. Seeing others? Yes, I am seeing everything. Give up your bow and arrow. And this, then Arjuna was, Arjuna, you prepare yourself. What are you seeing? I am seeing the bird. The whole of the bird? No. Only the head. The whole of the head? No. What? Only the eye of the bird. You can't see anything else? No. I can't see anything else. Only the eye of the bird. So all may be concentrated to one point. I have got the representation of the Supreme, and I am at his disposal. Whatever he will say, I shall do. I am not servant to anyone else. Etat sarvam guru bhakta purusho janjasale. So no anger, no lust, nothing. I am, if one can do so, strongly keeps him in position, then that is the key to very, very easy and very quick success. Dasyadevi parabhakti jatadevi tatha guru tasyaiti kadita jharta prakasam deva. Dasyadevi parabhakti jatadevi tatha guru tasyaiti kadita. He can understand the real meaning of the Shastra scripture. Otherwise, the real meaning won't come out to his head. He can't follow what is the real purpose of the scripture. So that is the Indian or the a priori method of the study of the Vedas. Acharyavan Purusha Veda, the Upanishad, this study, this meaning of the Upanishad can be understood only by those who have got their Guru under the disposal of a real Guru. He can understand the real meaning of Upanishad, not by intellectualism. By intellect you cannot understand the meaning of Upanishad. Only with serving attitude, approaching the Guru, it will reveal something by itself. He will come to express himself to me. That is it. He will come. You, I am so and so, you understand me. He will come. He will give admission. Know me, I am such and such. Then you shall be able to know him. Not by intellect, not by study, not by anything else. Or research scholarship. That is all different attitude of things in the Maya world. Misconception. From one misconception, we are going to another misconception. Research means this. Scientific research means one misconception to another general misconception, another general misconception. All misconceptions on the whole. It's a very error, falsehood at the root. Akinto Hidavid, at his command, the center is such that let there be light, there was light. Let there be water, there was water. And I am going to research this is this, that is that. But ultimately, his sweet will. Neglecting that, I am going on research after research, research after. All falsehood, his will is withdrawn, everything falsified. But we do not want to go so far at the depth of things. So deep knowledge we do not want. Within surface, so many all like themselves, so transaction, this half knowledge, this infinitesimal more. Limited knowledge is our concern because we are floating in that section, giving and taking all false, all black market here. Everyone's money is black and they are making transaction. Hari is false notes. False notes are going on in this area of society. Hari is adventure, greatest adventure, to search for Krishna, to search for the root of the whole infinite. There is the greatest adventure, that one's courage sufficient, preparedness, risk, going to for the discovery of the southern pole, discovery of the highest peak of Himalaya, courage and risk. If these are so much courage necessary, then what sort of courage necessary to find out the absolute cause of the whole? Internal courage, moral courage, or spiritual courage, that is necessary. The courage of soul, the courage of confidence, faith, what is faith? To understand the noble character of the faith in us. Just as without electricity we cannot have connection with the moon or other planets. Not this eye, not this hand, nothing of the kind. So faith can connect us with the farthest thing. All other methods fail. Only faith. And faith is substantial thing. Faith, not some mental illusion, part of a mental illusion of the mind. The whole mind is a concocted thing. It's just a forgery. Our mind means a source of forgery. It is not to be had there. Faith can cross. Faith, Shraddha. Faith is the function of the soul. Soul can approach and receive through faith, Shraddha. The highest, noblest thing we can approach with faith, not by our hand. So, apani padu javanu grihita paschitta chakku swasinat tasasno. Not with the help of this mundane elements. Something else we can, with that help of that, we can know. Even we cannot see what is within our body, we have to use some apparatus, what is there in the air. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Nidai Gaur Hari, Gaur Nidai Gaur. What is the time?
7:20.
7:20? I have
to
go. What is it?
Acid.
No. Acid. Nidai. Action, reaction, not with the animal body, but with the vegetable body. I have connected action, reaction.
Madhapuri Mare Jagoran Brahu Richan.
That is his main purpose. That is his main purpose for attracting people.
Propaganda. And then suddenly you will come carried by the side and to try to catch that. Just as the food shall put for the fishes in the water.
Bait.
And by the scent of that food. The fish
will come together and then to catch them. It may have some such hopes to the public, and they will come all together to run out of this program, and they will catch them.
Bharati Maharaj?
Yes.
Bharati Maharaj told me in Mayapur they advertised English, teaching English, and 100 persons came. Out of the 100, 10 became devotees and stayed in the temple.
It may be used as a staff. For whom Bhakti Ranjan has to give ordinary education. Many parents, they are invited to take their family as the ordinary education, and they are having some association, some recruitment from there. That may be the issue.
In deference to the world and the traditionalist are a black market yard. Three sections. When such knowledge will dawn in us, these three tendencies, kind of tendencies, to be a good, bad, and middle. To be selfish, to be donor of these material things, and then indifference to the material education. Three kinds, three classes are found here. Sattva, Raja, Tama. When we shall have indifference to all these, Jnanam, such knowledge with dawn will peep in us, when these three sort of relationship with the material environment will be tasteless. Within which the gunodmi chakra, atma prasada, and some sort of inner satisfaction will evolve within. Atma prasada. We can't account for automatic inner satisfaction will come from within and influence all our tendencies, we shall find. Causeless satisfaction coming out from the underground. Atma prasada. Utajatra gunesha sanga. And no question of any association with this mundane weeds. Kaivalya sammata pata. This is the line to enter, to have admission in the Kevala, in the eternal existence plane. the consciousness of eternity. Atha bhakti yoga, after this bhakti yoga begins, this is complete withdrawal from the worldly life, then begins the plane of devotion. So Kone Vrita Hari Katha, well, this has got some positive position. So there may be different classes of impersonalists, but why they should not partake in such campaign, positive thing? After withdrawal from all possible charms of this material world, then begins devotion. Positive withdrawal from the negative, then begins to take admission in the positive side. So all impersonalists, salvationists, should try to respect this devotional method. This is not one of the worldly campaign. This is nirgun, not within guna, svatta rajatama, good, bad, and the middle class. not a member of this world, of mortal conception. So all sorts of impersonalists who want to end their life, why should not try this positive attempt? Kūna nirbhita harikadāsa. So ūrmi. Ūrmi means weave. In this ocean, one ūrmi is how many feet, how many years, high door. In that way, the movement of this illusory world going on. Ūrmi. America has become the richest and threatening the world because of its position. One day America will be reduced to jungle. And where there is no trace of civilization, they will come high with life. In this way, high wave. And then it's going down this way, the movement of the world, crooked movement of the world. He has just one in the top, and he will be found in the almost in the lowest position. So it is high and low, in this way, gunotmi chakran. Who is found in the topmost position, next moment he will be found in the lowest position. And this way it is moving. Tashriva hita prajati the gurvidu nurabhati yat bhamatnam uparji upari adha. And this way action, reaction. Action, reaction. Today's king, he was reduced to the lowest servant. Because absorbing, enjoying, controlling, and the reaction would take him to the same lowest position. Gunodmi chakran, atvashri vipaya nodabhati yad bhavatam upajyadha. Tadulabhati dukkha vatannata sukham kālīna. To save us from this movement, automatic movement of high and low, inevitable action-reaction. Hare Krishna. But they can connect themselves with the Nirguna, they can maintain their position. Next. May not go so high, may not go so low. If connected with some Nirguna thing, somehow, if well connected, then he will go away from the jurisdiction. But in haphazard connection, that may maintain in the middle position. Less reaction, and less reaction. Moving human circle, and some moving after going to the demigod, and then again going to the vegetable. Long circle, bigger circle. And some may move within a small circle. That may be possible by connection with that so-called religious life. May not go down much, may not go up much. And then when this way they imbibe a real connection with the agent of the Lord, there's permanent improvement will begin. Permanent improvement, all in connection with God consciousness. When Parikshit Maharaj in the womb of his mother, he was attacked by Ashwatthama's Brahmoshi, the son of Kriyastra, Santa. Then Krishna, Natatta Kusulam Kuchi, Jatrat. Where there is death blow from different parties, opposite parties there, we cannot hope to find any goodness. One party killing another party killing them. And this way, Gunod Mikakkar. Other day one man gave a blow on his nose. If he is also comes from some party, perhaps. Did not. And this gentleman, this kid, he also did not. One of the did not party. Finished. One of them get blow, stole the watch, and again gave the blow on the nose. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh, very peculiar, mysterious. When I was delivering lecture in Dhaka University, one postgraduate student of Muslim section put me a question. Ramchandra is an ideal king. Why he killed a man, Shudraka, Shudraka Bharat, who was engaged in penances, austerity, only because he was Shudra, so he was beheaded by Ramchandra. Such a good king of yours, the model king, ideal king. Ramchandra. And he beheaded one person who was engaged in tapasya, austerity. And he was beheaded only because he was of a Shudra section. What is the justification? Shudra. Apparently very innocent, engaged in austerity, self-affliction. He was beheaded. I told, what is the meaning of the Shudra, you have to understand. Shudra means he is under lamentation. One who has to lament. Who is under lamentation? No. Okay. আপনি যাচ্ছেন কলকাতা?
দাশরথী
বউ আমি রাম বলছি
কথা।
দাশরথী বললেন একসঙ্গে রাম করছে।
আর তা বুঝলাম, আমার যাকে দরকার তার সঙ্গে কথা বলছি। রামের সঙ্গে এখন প্রয়োজন নেই, আপনি এখনই যাবেন। Guided by the serpent class, and birds, they are generally guided by the eye, and ants, etc., by the scent, and the fishes, generally by the touch. Shabda, sparsha, arup, and the rosh, they are guided by this. Madhumakriyaki bee, they are generally guided by the touch and by the taste. In Bhagavatam it is mentioned, Gandhavedi, Sparshavedi, Rupavedi, then Sabdavedi. They are generally guided by that particular senses, sections there are. Gandhavedi, Vipidika, they are their sense of, their nose is very sharp, they are guided by the Gandha. This babul bat guided by sound, shabdavedi. The bats move